Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. There is a new sensation, at least new to me, going around called Zoom. It's a video set up for having meetings, doctor's appointments, and calls to friends and family. If you have a laptop or a smartphone, the person arranging the meeting sends you a code and you type it into your computer or phone. The instructions come up on the laptop and voila, you have a meeting. We have used it for doctor's appointments, church services, and other meetings. It's a very pleasant experience and a nice way to keep in touch. At Easter time, the Times Standard published some Bible verses relating to the crucifixion. It was straight from the Bible, and Times Standard took it into source by several letters accusing them of all kinds of things, such as anti-Semitism and other things. As a Lutheran, we use these passages in our Good Friday services. Perhaps next year they should publish something for Passover or Buddhists or Hindus, or, as a last resort, if you don't like it, don't read it. At the time of not going anywhere, at least I get to go out to dialysis. Once they get you hooked up, you just sit there like at home and watch TV or drift off occasionally. While I am at home, I watch a lot of old-time TV, such as The Rifleman, Walton's Mountain, Gunsmoke, and others on various channels. I also do all the crossword puzzles in the Times Standard and the seven little word puzzle each day. Sunday's paper has a couple of big puzzles, which are good for an afternoon. I also have a crossword puzzle magazine with puzzles of medium difficulty, which help pass the time. My wife does the housekeeping and goes to the store and to the vet with a cat that needs daily care and cares for our diabetic cat. We also have two neighbors who are very helpful in offering to do things for us. I want to say goodbye to a couple of people, one being Opie Hendricks. I didn't know Opie personally, but he was a major factor in automotive sales in the county. The other person is Bob Woody. His mother was a caterer and a friend of the owners of the store I worked in, and she bought a lot of her merchandise there. Bob was a couple of years older than me, but I got to know him through the store. Bob lived a very full life, being involved in many things, especially police work. He was a CHP officer and was also involved in car racing. He raced the Mazda, and all of the other big cars would roar by, and his little Mazda would come by with a bzzz. It added a lot of different things to the races. Good luck to Brian as he recovers from a couple of nasty falls. I can empathize. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.